And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
DirecTV gives you access to apps like Netflix and live sports right next to each other.
I don't get it.
Let me put it in pigeon terms. It's like that one amazing dumpster with the old fruits and cardboard all in one place.
How am I supposed to keep up with illustrative metaphors when you are making me so hungry?
Get live TV and streaming apps together without a satellite. Visit DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet-connected Gemini device and separate paid subscription to watch Netflix on DirecTV. Terms and restrictions apply.
We are back to jam-packed weekends of club soccer, which means the weekend draft is back. Brooks Peck is here to join me in picking six games for you to watch. From The Athletic, I'm Alex Abnos, and this is Soccer Every Day for the weekend of Friday, September 30th. The men's club game is back in action after the international break, and it's only appropriate that the weekend draft also return from its working vacation here to help select six games to watch from all around the world this weekend. As always, is my co-editor here at The Athletic, Brooks Peck. Brooks, how did you like your international break? Was it refreshing to get away from the everyday stresses of reading about club soccer and get into camp with some international football editing?
It felt really long. It felt like a long international break, but we're back.
Yeah. Personally, I know that you probably shared this. I read a lot about the U.S. men's national team and am now thoroughly depressed about the World Cup and everything related to it. For everybody that is unfamiliar, Brooks and I do this every single Friday. We select three games apiece, draft style, going back and forth, trying to pick games that we think are going to be exciting or meaningful or worth tuning in for one way or another. Sometimes we pick them right, sometimes we pick them wrong, but we always make an attempt. next week, we might analyze our picks. The picks that we made before this were so long ago, I don't think it's worth it this week. And besides that, we have a lot of really, really good games to choose from. So let's not waste any more time. I think the first pick actually matters a ton. So I already have our virtual coin flipper up. It's going to be an Australian dollar coin today, Brooks, for no reason. Go ahead, make your call, heads or tails.
I'll do kangaroo tails.
Kangaroo tails, all right, flip. And there's a head on it, so I think that's heads. I get first pick for, I think, maybe the first time ever.
I think you've had first pick once or twice.
Once or twice, yeah. Okay. Well, for the second or third time then, I'll take first pick, and it's a choice. There are two big ones.
There's some good ones there, yeah.
Staring me right in the face, but I think I'm going to go with Saturday at 7:30 a.m., Arsenal versus Tottenham on USA Network.
What was giving you pause there? Because I thought that was a pretty clear pick. Was it the time?
Sorry?
Was it the timing of it?
Yeah, the time was giving me pause because it's 7:30 a.m. and that's too early for me.
But it's frankly a good match.
But it is a very good match. This is one of those ones that's probably worth it. These teams are both up near the top of the table. I believe they're only separated by a point in the Premier League table right now. And this is a game that always has a lot of emotion and atmosphere and clashes and anger and everything that's associated with it anyway. One of those ones you always have to tune in for, especially when both teams are good, which they both are. I can't wait for this one. It'll be really interesting to see what happens, especially because if Tottenham wins, they'll knock Arsenal off the top of the table most likely, and they'll feel very, very good about that, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's early in the season, but still, you don't want to miss out on those bragging rights.
Okay, so let's go to pick number two overall. Brooks, what do you have?
Yeah, I think I got to go with the other Premier League option here, the other derby, Man City, Man United, 9 a.m. on Sunday, Eastern on Sunday, on Peacock. That's on Peacock, not on actual television.
Telemundo, though.
Telemundo, okay. So in English, at least, not on actual television. But I mean, again, these two sides not off to as good a start as the two North London clubs, but still, you can't miss a Manchester derby.
I mean, Man City's not far off. They're unbeaten so far. Erling Haaland is pretty good, turns out. I don't know if anybody doubted that. Apparently people did, because people are talking about it as if it was a doubt. But no, he's very good. He can score goals for fun.
Yeah, the question will be, does he score two, three, or 10 goals in, right. in this match.
I think it's funny also that after that terrible start with those losses to Brentford and Brighton, Manchester United has slowly, they've won four straight in the Premier League.
Yeah, so this could be interesting. They're on the up and up, yeah. So it should be a good one.
Moving on to my second pick, I guess this would be third overall. This is a tough one, a really tough one, and I know I'm going to be reaching by picking this game.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with, on Sunday at 6 p.m. on Paramount Plus, Chicago Red Stars versus Angel City.
That was
in NWSL.
My list. Yeah.
The reason I say this is a reach is because right now, as we're sitting here, as the NWSL table stands, this is an incredible game because these are the two teams that can make the playoffs that are not currently in playoff position. So they both really, really absolutely must win this game if they hope to make the playoffs, which means this game is going to be open. They're going to be attacking. You have to score a goal to win the game, so they can't both be in a defensive shell. I say, tempting fate. tempting fate in multiple ways, too, because this game could very easily be completely meaningless depending on how the games go on Friday and Saturday elsewhere in the NWSL. I talked a little bit about this on the previous episode of this podcast with Steph Young. We talked about why NWSL does not have a decision day. This is the perfect example of why one is needed, because on a decision day, this match would be absolutely the one to watch of the bunch. As it is, there's a chance it is meaningless, which makes me feel weird about picking it at number two. But here I am. I think this is going to be really, really exciting, assuming that there are stakes to it.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, that was on my list too, so I think it's a worthwhile gamble to take there.
Yeah. As long as I stole a pick from you, then I think I feel even better about it.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
What do you have at number two instead?
Okay, number two, there's a few ways I can go here, but I'm going to go PSG versus Nice.
Ooh,
3 p.m.
nice.
Eastern on Saturday on BN Sports. Which is one of those channels that you either have it or most likely you do not.
Or you very much do not.
Yeah, I very much do not, but I'll find a way to watch this match. Not so much for competitive reasons. Nice not off to a great start this season. PSG should win pretty handily, but lots of drama in the PSG camp. Mbappe and Neymar apparently warring factions, lots of bad blood there, if reports are to be believed. But then other reports are saying that they've called a truce and they don't want to interfere with their World Cup preparations. So we'll see if there's a truce in place or not when they take the field on Saturday.
Sorry, when you say they called a truce, I just imagine...
Isn't it hilarious?
Just like fighting children. Yeah. Like literal children fighting in a schoolyard or something. And some kid goes, truce.
They did a pinky promise truce that they won't interfere with each other's World Cup preparations. But I got to see it to believe it.
Well, it's absolutely unbelievable to me that such a scandal would erupt in French football, of all places. But moving on from that, I think with my last pick... I'm going to go with Saturday at noon, Inter Milan versus Roma. This is on Paramount Plus. These are two really good teams with a lot of good players, but they've both had really uneven starts to the season. They haven't been amazing in either case. Inter Milan, of course, was pushing AC Milan to the very last week of the season last year for the title. They're not quite as strong right now, but just because of the position both these teams are in, this feels like the kind of game that even though it's early, it could go a long way towards predicting who will be in the conversation for the title maybe 2 months from now.
Well, it's also the Jose Mourinho derby. This is
this as well.
His two Italian clubs. So That adds a little subtext to it, too.
And I hear that he really enjoys proving things to people that discard
no,
him.
No, I think he's on good terms with. I think he's on good terms with the inter crew.
For now.
For now. For now.
What's your number three pick, Brooks?
Yeah, again, that was on my list too. That leaves me with one left on my list, actually, since you picked two off my list of six. I'm going to Liga MX, Monterrey versus Pachuca, 6:05 p.m. Eastern on Saturday on ESPN+. I haven't watched too much Mexican soccer this year, this season. So this is 2-3 in the table, so I think it's a good time to tune in there.
We're getting towards the end of the season there, towards into playoff Liguilla time. So if you're going to pick a time to just decide to tune in as a neutral to Liga MX, this is one of the better times in the entire year to do it. I think for my... Well, no, I've already made my last pick.
Yeah, you made it.
I have two games left over. They're both from MLS. And I would be perfectly fine watching either of these games. MLS is in its penultimate weekend. We have decision day next weekend, which is going to be a lot of fun. But for now, I think the two most interesting games are Saturday at 7:30 p.m., Columbus Crew versus New York Red Bulls. The Crew are right on the Eastern Conference playoff line, but they cannot stop giving up absolutely ridiculous, heartbreaking goals at the last minute. I'll be really interested to see if that trend continues. I'm sure Columbus Crew fans will be as well. Though I would imagine they hope that goes one way in particular. The Red Bulls are trying to be in hosting position for a playoff game. If they win here, they can pretty much secure that ahead of decision day, which means their decision day will be very boring. Also, it's Saturday at 10:30 p.m. LA Galaxy versus Real Salt Lake. That is going to be on ESPN+. These two teams are separated by just 3 points in the standings, but RSL is out of playoff position after they've been there for the bulk of the season. It's very tight in the West. This should be a lot of fun. What else is left over for you, Brooks?
That was it. Like I said, that was my whole list. You took two of my picks. I had a list of six, so that was it.
Amazing. Wow. We did well this week. We have like nothing left over. Those are all the games that matter, everyone. When some other game happens, you know you don't have to watch it anymore. Brooks, good job. Everybody else, I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Before we go, a quick TV guide for Friday, which we did not cover in this episode. All the games we picked were from Saturday or Sunday. First, starting this afternoon in the Bundesliga at 2:30 p.m., Bayern Munich returns to action against Bayer Leverkusen. That will be on ESPN+. In La Liga, Athletic Bilbao hosts Almeria. That will also be on ESPN+ at 3 p.m. Later on tonight, it's a big game in Major League Soccer at 7:30 p.m., Toronto FC facing Inter Miami. Inter Miami pushing for a playoff spot. That will be on ESPN+. Liga MX, big weekend for them, as we mentioned, and at 8 p.m. on Friday, Puebla hosts America, that will be on TUDN, and at 10 p.m., Juarez versus Pumas, that will be on Fox Soccer Plus. Last, but certainly not least, also at 10 p.m. in the NWSL, we discussed this game a little bit in detail with Steph Young on Thursday's show, San Diego Wave versus North Carolina Courage, that will be on Paramount Plus or Twitch if you happen to be watching internationally. This show is produced by Mike Zimmerman with help from John Hayes. You can get ad-free versions of the show by subscribing to The Athletic and listening in the app. Thank you so much for listening, and happy soccer to you all.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.